are back and ready for the boys game here on KMEM, and it's being brought to you by these Schuyler County sponsors. They include Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville, the Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri with branches in Cahokia, Lancaster, Memphis, and Queen City, Hawkins Harrison Insurance. They've got branches in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, and Memphis. Schuyler County R1 Booster Club, Schuyler County Times Weekly Newspaper, Slate and Polaris ATVs, Tri-County Electric in Lancaster, and by Mabry Farms Truck and Accessories just north of Memphis. And now let's take you back down to Shelbyville, Missouri, for tonight's game with the play-by-play. Here's KMEM Sports Director Donnie Middleton.
Thank you, Dave, and welcome back, everybody, to North Shelby High School. It is the boys' turn, and let's take a look at the starting lineup. First four, North Shelby. It'll be Noah Greenwell, a 6-foot, a senior. J.D. Rich, 6'1", junior. Brendan McDaniel, 6'1", a junior. Robert Allmeyer, 6-foot, senior. And Kyle Smith, at 6 foot and a senior. Noah Greenwell, J.D. Rich, Brendan McDaniel, Robert Allmeyer, and Kyle Smith. And the Raiders go 6 foot, 6'1", 6'1", 6 foot. And 6 foot, 7-4, and coached by Landon Daniel. For Schuyler County, it'll be Cale Lindy, a sophomore. Cooper Amon, a junior. Devin Small, a senior. Connor Smith, a sophomore. And Ryan Ferris, a junior. Cale Lindy, Cooper Amon, Devin Small, Connor Smith, and Ryan Ferris. And Schuyler County, coached by Chris Pruitt, assisted by Brad Moncrief. Now the lights go out. They will introduce the starting lineup for the North Shelby Raiders, which we have already done. It's going to be a big thing as the lights go out to introduce the home team, which is fine. So Robert Allmeyer is coming out, and Kyle Smith will be the last guy. So Kyle Smith is going to introduce him, come out to the floor. The lights will go back on, and we're set to play basketball from North Shelby High School. And the lights are on. We're set to go. As in case you just joined us in the girls' game, it was Schuyler County defeating North Shelby 61-32. Schuyler girls improved to 10-1. So Connor Smith will jump center against Noah Greenwell. Ball is up. Tip is controlled in backcourt by Schuyler County as Cale Lindy will bring it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by North Shelby. As with the basketball is Connor Smith. And Smith makes a bad pass. Stolen away by Allmeyer and stolen right back by Cale Lindy. As Lindy, no-look pass inside as it goes to Ryan Ferris. Ferris tried to make a move down to the baseline and walked with it. So it'll be North Shelby basketball. A little pressure in the backcourt by Schuyler County. McDaniel with the basketball as they try to get it inside to Noah Greenwell. Pass is slapped out of bounds by Connor Smith. So North Shelby will inbound underneath their own basket. J.D. Rich. Now a three-pointer on the way. Bullseye by Brendan McDaniel. So McDaniel, a deep three, makes it 3-1. Pressure by North Shelby. As Lindy in the backcourt tried to get the ball back to Trevin Small. Kicked out of bounds by Greenwell. It'll be Schuyler basketball out of bounds on the far sideline. As Lindy gives it in to Small. Small bounce pass to Cale Lindy. Lindy looks for help. And now no help available. As he stole the ball, and Robert Allmeyer with it. Now has it between the two circles. Gets it to J.D. Rich for three. Bullseye! Three-pointer by Rich, and it's 6-0. North Shelby with the lead as Trevin Small back to Cale Lindy. Lindy tried to get it back to Small. Looks for somebody. Gets it inside. Shot's put up. No good by Ryan Ferris, and off with the rebound comes Rich. Rich gets it ahead to Greenwell. Greenwell across the timeline. Another three-pointer. Bullseye! Robert Allmeyer. And it's 9-0. North Shelby with the lead. Tied out Schuyler County. 6:31 left to play in the first quarter. 9-0. North Shelby with the lead. And I'll be back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
Make this winter the time to remodel your living room, kitchen, or bedrooms. And take that first step to remodeling by going to Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville. Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture has the perfect carpet, flooring, and furniture to make your rooms look brand new again. Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville, located 3 miles west on Highway 6 across the Lake Road.
This year, make a New Year's resolution to enjoy life a little more with the brand new Polaris Ranger XP 1000. Get work done more easily, hit the hunting trails, or throw hay in the back to feed the animals. Stop into Slayton Polaris 6 miles west of Memphis, then 13 miles north on B, and get yours reserved. And get it as soon as it's made from the factory and take advantage of the holiday New Year sales event. Or Google Slayton Polaris and call them today. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Back at North Shelby High School, Schuyler County with the basketball. Pressure by North Shelby, a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be, I think, on J.D. Rich. So Rich does pick up the foul. That's his first. Into the ball game will come Carson Orr, and out goes J.D. Rich. From Lee Connor-Smith to inbound to Kale Wendy. Wendy will bring it across the timeline in a double team. Kicks it over to Small on the right wing. Ryan Ferris in the right corner tried to go inside to Connor Smith. The ball's batted out of bounds, so it'll be Schuyler to inbound underneath their own basket. As the inbound pass over Wendy's head, picked up by Carson Orr, puts up a shot blocked, and Orr comes away with it, fans out in the right corner. Gets it inside, dotted line shot set up. Kyle Smith for two. 11-0. North Shelby with the lead as Cale Wendy gives it to Trevin Small. Cooper Amon underneath it goes to Ryan Ferris off glass and got it. There's 2 points for Ryan Ferris, 11-2. North Shelby with the lead as inbound pass slapped out of bounds by Ryan Ferris. As now Connor Smith will check out. Also into the ball game comes Noah Newland. Pressure by Schuyler County. Kyle Smith gets the ball ahead to Olmeyer. Olmeyer across the free throw line and just airmailed over the head of Brendan McDaniel out of bounds. So it'll be Schuyler basketball. 5:30 left to play in the first quarter. Pressure again by the Raiders as Trevin Small with the basketball. Gets it back to Cale Wendy. Wendy gives it back to Small. A Small back to Wendy, and Wendy will bring it across the timeline. Gets it to Noah Newland for three on the left corner. No good. Smith off the rebound. He has Orr in front of him. He walked, got by with it. Now 3-point on the way. Pitball running out. No good. That was by Robert Olmeyer, and Noah Newland off the rebound to Wendy. Had the pass intercepted by Smith to Carson Orr. Puts a shot up, no good. Fight for the rebound. Kyle Smith comes away with it. Gets it in. Kyle chops it up and in by Noah Greenwell. 2 points for Greenwell. Now another bad pass. Greenwell tried to get it to Carson Orr. Throws it out of bounds. It'll be Schuyler basketball. As into the ball game will come Casey Shockley. Also in the ball game will come Landon Bender. Cale Wendy in the backcourt. Trevin Small across the timeline. Takes it right to the hoop, lays it up, a 10-foot floater, no good. And off the rebound, McDaniel. They tried to get it inside, and Shockley tried to get it inside to Carson Orr. Stolen away by Schuyler County. As Carson Orr will check out, Jade Daniel checks in. Also, Connor Smith checks back in the ball game. Trevin Small will check out as Noah Newland will inbound to Wendy. Back to Newland. Back to Wendy. Wendy back to Newland across the timeline to Connor Smith. To Wendy. Underneath it goes to Ryan Ferris. Puts up the shot. Missed it. And Cale Smith off the rebound. And Smith lost the ball. Picks it back up. Gets it to McDaniel. Now Bender takes it to the hoop. Puts up the shot. rejected by Connor Smith. Here comes Cale Windy down the far sideline. Thought about the three, didn't take it. Now gets the ball inside to Amon, and Amon walks up on the end line. That's Kyle Smith will check out. J.D. Rich checks back in for North Shelby. Pressure going by Schuyler County. Rich lost the ball, picked up by Noah Newland. Ryan Ferris has it on the right wing. Newland on the right wing. The Windy top of the key. To Connor Smith inside, tried to find Amon, threw it too hard. Off Amon's hands and out of bounds. Again, Frazier is J.D. Rich with the basketball. Gets it to McDaniel. Underneath a wide open Jay Daniel. He has two. And it's 15-2. North Shelby is the lead. 3:17 left to play in the first quarter. Cale Windy gets it inside to Amon. Puts up the shot. Rejected by McDaniel. And it's got a little inbound. Underneath the own basket as Robert Ohlmeyer will check back in. Casey Shockley will check out for the Raiders. 3:10 left to play in the first quarter. Cale Windy gets the ball in to Ryan Ferris. Ferris lost the ball. Here comes J.D. Rich. Takes it to the hoop. Lays it up. Got it. 5 points for J.D. Rich. 17-2. North Shelby is the lead. Cale Windy. Bounce pass to Noah Newland. Back to Windy. Windy across the timeline. Back to Newland. Now Connor Smith. They swing it around to Ryan Ferris in the right corner. Try to get it inside. Same move. Now put right to North Shelby. Underneath the basket. Shot's put up. No good. That was by Landon Bender. Now three-pointer out of the corner. No good. And I think a whistle and foul on the – we're going to call a foul on Cooper Amon, I think, as McDaniel put up a three-pointer. Maybe it was a foul on the rebound. It's going to be on Connor Smith. So Smith picks up his first foul. North Shelby will inbound underneath it on basket. J.D. Rich will trigger. Rich gets the ball out to Greenwell between the two circles. Now Ohlmeyer between the two circles. Ohlmeyer bounce past to Rich. Dribble drive off the right wing. Back to a play. They put up the shot. No good. That was by Robert Ohlmeyer. Missed a wide open layup. Jump ball, alternating possession, stays with North Shelby. Ohlmeyer underneath his own basket, inbound. While he's in there, put up the shot. That's Landon Bender, missed it. And now Amon gets inbound pass and throws it right out of bounds. So turnover, Schuyler County. Robert Ohlmeyer underneath his own basket, gets it to Kyle Smith. In the right corner. As they kick it out to Greenwell. Greenwell tried to get it back. So Meyer knocked out of bounds by Cale Windy. Now J.D. Rich, top of the key for three. No good. Trevor Small off the rebound. Gets it ahead to Windy. Windy puts the shot up. It's blocked by Noah Greenwell. Nice hustle by Greenwell. And Schuyler will inbound underneath throwing basket. Trevor Small will trigger. Gets it out to Connor Smith. Trevor Small tried to go inside on the block to Windy. Stole it away by Greenwell to Ohlmeyer. Now they get everybody in there, but a shot blocked by Schuyler County. Ohlmeyer will take it to the hoop. Missed it. Gets his own rebound. Puts it back up. Missed it again. What a whistle and a foul. A foul will be on Schuyler County. Robert Amon. Not Robert. Sorry about that, Robert. It's going to be on Cooper. So Cooper Amon picks up the foul. That's his first. As Ohlmeyer's first one up, got it. 4 points for Robert Ohlmeyer. Out of the ball game will go Landon Bender. And Carson Orr checks back in. 1:36 left to play in the first quarter, 18-2. North Shelby the lead. Next shot, got it. As Robert Ohlmeyer with 5 points. Connor Smith with the basketball gets it to Trevor Small on the left side of the circle. Small kicks it up to Connor Smith. Throws up an air ball from the right wing. Ohlmeyer tried a long pass for Carson Orr. taken away by Connor Smith. We go the other way as Cale Wendy across the timeline. Bounce pass to Small. Now high post, Amon, 15-foot jumper, no good. Greenwell off the rebound. Greenwell in a hurry down the far sideline. Greenwell was driving the baseline as had the ball slapped out of his hand, picked up by Cooper Amon, and goes to Wendy. Wendy will put it up off glass. Got it. 2 points for Cale Wendy. 19-4. North Shelby lead. Carson Orr gives it to Rich. Across the timeline to Smith. Inside to Greenwell. Greenwell kicks it back out to Rich. Top of the key. Now Olmeyer on the right wing. Olmeyer picks up the dribble. Kicks it out to Orr. Top of the key. Now Olmeyer for three. No good. And off of the rebound comes Noah Newland and a whistle and a foul. And the foul is going to be on Robert Olmeyer. That's his first. So back in the ball game will come Casey Shockley. Also back in the ball game, Brendan McDaniel as Carson Orr guarding the inbound. Inbounder, or that's Trevin Small to Noah Newland. Now Kyle Wendy, or Cale. Trevin Small to Cale Wendy. Wendy, inside it goes to Connor Smith. To Ryan Ferris, puts up the shot, missed it to do the foul. And the foul, I think, is going to be on, Robert Olmeyer. I thought it was going to be on Smith, but Robert Olmeyer picked up the foul. And Ryan Ferris will be at the line to shoot a pair. First shot, left it short, no good. 13 seconds left to play in the first quarter. J.D. Rich will check back in. Robert Olmeyer will set down. Ferris shot up, missed it. And off the rebound comes Casey Shockley. Shockley gives it to McDaniel. Try to go to Smith. And stolen away by Trevin Small. He'll take it to the basket, but the shot up, no good. And that's the end of the first quarter with the score. North Shelby 19, Scottsdale County 4. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
I need to be able to work from anywhere, so I need to have supplies, well, everywhere.
It's possible at Staples.
I need the same setup for my home as I have at the office, without twice the cost.
Also possible, because your local Staples store has the tools your business needs to get work done. Now get 40% back in a Staples store bonus when you buy any two Inker toner cartridges. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 1/15, limit 2, in-store only. See staplesconnect.com/store bonus for details.
When a nasty cold keeps you up all night, Vicks NyQuil Severe gives you powerful relief from your worst cold and flu symptoms, which changes a night like this into a night like this. That's better. NyQuil Severe. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, sore throat, stuffy head, aching, fever, best sleep with a cold medicine. Use as directed.
Find it in the cold and flu aisle at a Walmart near you.
Welcome back, everybody. North Shelby High School as we start the second quarter of the boys' game. And North Shelby leading Scottsdale County 19-4. Scottsdale will have the basketball as Wendy will inbound to Trevin Small. And Small brings it across the timeline. North Shelby comes out in the 1-2-2 zone as Amon gets the ball inside to Ferris. Ferris falls down, lost it, picked up by Rich. Here comes North Shelby. Rich to McDaniel, takes it to the basket, lays it up, got it. Danny McDaniel with 5 points, 21-4. North Shelby the lead as Ryan Ferris gives it to Cooper Amon, puts up a shot, rejected by McDaniel. Comes away with it, gets it ahead to Carson Orr. Orr puts it off glass and got it. 2 points for Carson Orr. Noah Newland, then Amon. Inside Ryan Ferris, off glass, got it. 4 points for Ryan Ferris. And Shockley with the basketball. Gets it out to McDaniel on the right wing for three. No good. Air ball. Smith with it. Puts it back up and in. Four points for Cale Smith. Wendy to Trevin Small. Gets it to Newland on the left wing. Now Small on the left side of the circle. Back to Newland in the left corner. Inside. Free throw line. goes to Brian Ferris out the Windy. Missed a three-pointer. Ferris with the rebound. Gets it inside to Amon. Back to Windy, top of the key. Now Newland in the left corner. Back to Windy, top of the key. There's Windy. Gets it inside to Ferris. 10-footer. Got it. 6 points for Ryan Ferris. First year by Schuyler County. McDaniel gives it to Smith. Smith, bad pass, batted away. And Trevin Small got it to Ferris, tried to save it in bounds. Now McDaniel underneath the wide open Carson Orr off glass, got it. 4 points from Carson Orr. 27-8. North Shelby with the lead. Schuyler with the basketball, Small across the timeline to Newland. To Amon. Amon tried to go one pass too many and got Carson Orr, and Orr walked with it. As now back in the ball game, Noah Greenwell, also Robert Ohlmeyer checks back in, and Landon Bender checks in. Also, Cale Windy checks out of the ball game, and Cooper Amon in. But Noah Newland, they give it to Connor Smith inside. Amon missed the shot. Ferris with a rebound, puts it back up and in. 8 points for Ryan Barrett. 17-point North Shelby lead with the basketball. McDaniel gives it to Smith across the timeline to Ohlmeyer. Ohlmeyer stops, swaps from 10. No good. Greenwell the rebound. His putback, no good. Connor Smith off the rebound. They get it ahead to Trevin Small. Tried to get it ahead to Ryan Ferris. Tipped out of Ferris's hands. Goes out of bounds. I think it's going to be Scudder basketball. It will be. 5:09 left to play in the first half. 27-10. North Shelby with the lead as Amon gets it to Newland right in front of the basket. Lays it up and in. 2 points for Noah Newland. 27-12. Smith had the ball stolen away by Ferris. All flat. Got it. 10 points for Ryan Ferris. Now they go the other way. They missed a layup. Had it Greenwell. As the shot's put up by Bender. Makes the shot. That's his first two. Foul's going to be on Cooper Amon. Shot. Risto up. Got it. 3 points for Landon Bender. Second foul on Cooper Amon. In the backcourt, Noah Newland to Small. To Newland across the timeline to Amon. Now Connor Smith for three. No good. And fights for the rebound. It goes out of bounds off of Ryan Ferris. Landon Daniels playing his old bench. Back in the ball game will come Gabe Orr. Also in the ball game is, well, I'll get it in a minute. Shot put up, it's good. That was by Noah Greenwell. He has four. Jay Daniel in back in the ball game. As Smith, Small, gets across the timeline to Elliott Seventh. That's a high post. They go to Ferris. Now Small for three, airballed it. So it'll be North Shelby basketball out of bounds, and Schuyler County will back off the press. 4:06 left to play in the first half. 32-14, North Shelby with the lead. Across the timeline, J.D. Rich. Rich gets it over to Gabe Orr. Now Greenwell. So Rich for three, no good. And Noah Newland off the rebound. Newland gives it to Trevin Small. Small will bring it across the timeline. High post, Ryan Ferris, 10-footer, got it. 12 points for Ryan Ferris. 32-16, North Shelby with the lead. And Rich takes it to the right wing. Now Gabe Orr to the right wing. Rich backs off between the two circles. Gabe Orr. They go to the high post. And that's Jay Daniel. Now inside to Rich. Off glass, missed it. And the rebound is batted around. And out with it comes Landon Daniel. And beneath it goes to Noah Greenwell. Off glass, got it. 6 points for Greenwell. 34-16 as Noah Newland across the foul line for Schuyler County. Bad pass. Knocked away by Daniel. Picked up by Rich. As Rich cut off on the right, left baseline. Out of a double team. Kicks it back out to Gaybor at the top of the key. Now Daniel. Inside the Greenwell. Kicks it back out to Orr. J.D. Rich with three. Bullseye. 8 points for J.D. Rich. And now we have a timeout. 2:39 left to play in the first half. It's North Shelby 37. Schuyler County 16. Back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
For more than 35 years, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club has been a huge part of Schuyler County athletics. From purchasing new equipment and remodeling the weight room to taking care of concessions and selling Ram merchandise, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club is now and has always been an important part of the life lessons learned by Ram athletes. Teamwork, fair play, and honesty. In these uncertain times, we are more excited than ever to welcome our athletes back to competition and look forward to cheering on our Rams.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Lows have a low around 25 tonight under mainly cloudy skies. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Highs around 46. Lows dip down to about 27 tomorrow night. Partly cloudy. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Thursday with daytime highs approaching 39. 34, chance for snow Friday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 46.
Welcome back, everybody, to North Shelby High School. 2:30 left to play in the first half. As North Shelby leading Schuyler County 37-16 with the basketball. As Olmeyer gets it down in the corner to Daniel. Kicks it back out to Olmeyer for three on the way. Profile. Robert Olmeyer, a three-pointer from the left wing. 40-16. As Noah Newland across the timeline to Sevitz. Back to Newland between the two circles. Gets it to Wendy on the right wing. Wendy bounce pass to Smith in the right corner. Kicks it back out to Newland. Now Sevitz in the left corner. Inside to Ryan Parrish, puts it up in and out. No good as Smith comes off the rebound. Smith gives it to Olmeyer. And Olmeyer down the far sideline. Skips it over to the wing to Shockley. Shockley gets it in the corner to Bender. Now to Olmeyer on the left wing. Inside to Smith. Smith turns, puts up the shot. Partially blocked. Now the ball's loose on the floor. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch. As Connor Smith went to the floor court, was out of bounds, last touch by Connor Smith. So Shockley will check out, and McDaniel will check back in as Olmeyer underneath his own basket to inbound. Gets it to Kyle Smith. Smith gets it back out to Robert Olmeyer. Olmeyer to Bender, off last on it. Landon Bender with 5 points, and it's 42-16 as Wendy gets it across to Connor Smith. Now Newland on the right wing and a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Carson Orr. That's his first. Trevin Small will check in. Noah Newland will sit down. So Connor Smith in front of the bench will inbound. Gets it to seven. Tried to get it inside to Ferris. It's stolen away by Bender. Bender gets it to J.D. Rich for three. No good. Carson Orr with the rebound. Kicks it back out to McDaniel. Now Olmeyer for three. Bullseye. Down to the key. Robert Olmeyer. And now a bad pass from Trevin Small to Cale Wendy. Goes out of bounds. It'll be North Shelby basketball. 52 seconds left to play in the first half. As McDaniel will inbound to Olmeyer. And Olmeyer to McDaniel on the right wing. McDaniel looks inside, finds Smith, and the pass is slapped out of bounds by Connor Smith. So it'll be North Shelby basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket as Robert Olmeyer will trigger. Olmeyer gets it to Kyle Smith on the back door play. He has six. 47-16. North Shelby the lead as Trevin Small gets it to Wendy. As Wendy will bring it across the timeline, gets it on the baseline to Ferris, trying to get it back to Wendy, stolen away by Carson Orr. or against 7th. Puts up the shot, missed it, and the foul is going to be on Elias 7th. So 7th picks up the foul. Carson Orr will be at the line as he has 4 points, looking for 5. Ice it, fires it, pinballs in and out, no good. 22 seconds left to play in the first half. Cooper Amon will check in, and Ryan Ferris will set down. Carson Orr, second shot on the way. It's good. That's 5 points for Carson Orr, 48-16. North Shelby's the lead. Amon will bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Wendy, top of the key, to 7th, and they try to get him go back to 7th. Now to Amon. Amon puts up the shot, blocked by McDaniel. Smith comes away with it. He gets the ball to Bender. Bender puts the shot up, missed it, tip up, no good. And that's the end of the first half. With the score, North Shelby 48, Schuyler County 16. Back in a moment, this is KMEM Sports.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one understands the unique needs of the farmer like Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our loans and lines of credit can help you get that equipment when and where you need it. Stop by any of our 7 locations in Northeast Missouri. We take great pride in helping our local farmers meet their financial needs. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Did you know a vehicle is stolen once every 40 seconds in the United States? The cost adds up to over $6 billion a year, which leads to higher auto insurance rates for all of us. But there are steps you can take to help put the brakes on vehicle theft.
When you leave your vehicle,
always roll up the windows completely. Don't leave valuables in the car. Take the keys or the fob with you. Lock the doors. And if you are out at night, always park in a well-lit area. For an extra layer of protection, install an audible alarm system or tracking system, and use steering wheel or brake pedal locks.
If you have information on vehicle theft, contact the National Insurance Crime Bureau. Reach us at 1-800-TEL-NICB. That's 1-800-TEL-NICB. Or visit our website at www.nicb.org. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
The landscape contractors work comp, liability, commercial auto, and equipment coverage. Property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
And welcome back, everybody. North Shelby High School. We're at halftime of the boys' game. And it's all North Shelby, leading Schuyler County 48-16. Take a look at the first half scoring. First four, North Shelby. Noah Greenwell with 6 points. J.D. Rich with 8. Carson Orr with 5. Brandon McDaniel with 5. Robert Ohlmeyer with 11. Landon Pender with 5. Dave Daniel with 2. And Kyle Smith with 6. For Schuyler County, Cale Lindy with 2 points. Ryan Ferris with 12. And Noah Newland with 2. North Shelby led 19-4 after one quarter. North Shelby outscored Schuyler 29-12 in the second quarter. And the Raiders lead here at halftime, 48-16. Back with more in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
We all want to know and need to know what's happening in our respective communities. The Schuyler County Times will keep you in the know. The Schuyler County Times has a new website that's free to print subscribers. It has lots of pictures and info that you won't necessarily find in each week's paper. Stay up to date with what's going on in the county and surrounding area by logging into www.schuylercountytimes.com today.
I'm Tiffany. I have some tips for you on how to quit smoking like I did. First, I did some reading about it. I found a lot of great advice on how to quit smoking and picked out the ways I thought would work best for me. I started by setting a quit date. Then I threw out my ashtrays, lighters, and matches. I did other things too, like exercising more, and it worked. But I'd still get cravings, especially on long car rides. To help me with that, I put a picture of my mother in my car. She died of lung cancer from smoking cigarettes when I was only 16. Now I have a 16-year-old daughter. That picture of my mother reminds me that I don't want to miss all the things my daughter is going to do in her life, including turning 17.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
They say the smaller the town, the bigger the heart. As a small town, family-owned business, we believe in that saying. Since 1994, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We're also in the business of lifting up those who support us, taking pride in the communities and people we serve. In doing so, we look forward to seeing how supporting one another can take us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Schuyler County students and athletes.
Welcome back, everybody, to North Shelby High School. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Schuyler County Ram Basketball on your sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. We're at halftime of the boys' game. It's all North Shelby Raiders. They lead Schuyler County 48-16. In the girls' game, it was Schuyler County ladies winning their 11th game of the year by defeating North Shelby 61-32. Schuyler County, very balanced scoring, led scoring by McKinley Ashman with 13 points, Wayne Small with 10, while North Shelby was led by Avery Williams with 12 points. Schuyler County led 24-7 after one quarter. Schuyler outscored North Shelby 15-3 in the second quarter and led 39-10 at the half. In the third quarter, the Lady Raiders outscored Schuyler County 13-10. Schuyler led 49-23 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, it was Schuyler outscoring North Shelby 21-9, and Schuyler County wins at 61-32. Schuyler County girls improved to 11-1. While North Shelby girls are 5-6, and back with more in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Planning a home improvement project? Always remember that working near electrical wires or equipment can be dangerous. Keep an eye out for and avoid overhead lines when moving ladders or working on your roof. If you need to work near an electrical line, ask your local electric cooperative to disconnect service wires so you can work safely. Keep safety first, always.
A message from Tri-County Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Hannah complained of a headache. It was a rhabdomyosarcoma. Within a few days, Hannah was in treatment because we were told that the tumor was very aggressive. And it very quickly became clear that St. Jude was the ultimate place to be. So we've essentially put our lives in South Africa on hold. Incredibly blessed to be here. St. Jude is an asset to the world. The research that is developed here is offered freely to the rest of the medical world. The entire way that the place operates is just to give and to care. I think it's the kind of place that not only stands as a beacon for pediatric cancer, but I think it could teach the world a couple of lessons about how to treat people. And I think if those lessons could be learned even in their most basic form, this world could be a better place.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children.
Creamy nut butter makes it delightfully sweet. Roasted nuts make it perfectly salty. Get two great tastes in one delicious bar. Enjoy a Nature Valley sweet and salty nut bar today.
At Church's, we're doing 10 pieces of our crave-worthy comfort made spicy or classic. That's 10 legs and thighs packed with bold flavor. That's how we do value. So you can do the Church's 10 starting at $10.99 deal. Church's, bringing it down home flavor. Offer valid at participating locations.
Welcome back, everybody. North Shelby High School. I'm Donnie Middleton again. Lost my train of thought there, Dave. You're listening to Schuyler County Ram Basketball. On your sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis, as they have a very, very loud pep band here at North Shelby High School. Our next broadcast will be from Queen City, Schuyler Iowa High School. it was scheduled or is scheduled for Atlanta at Schuyler County on Friday night. But talking to AD Chris Pruitt before the ball game tonight, because of the possibility of bad weather coming in on Friday, they may change that ball game to Thursday night instead of Friday. So no, if they play it, we're going to be there and carry it. It's court warning at Schuyler County. So it may be Thursday night, Atlanta at Schuyler County. Then all next week, we'll be right back down here for the North Shelby Tournament. And Monday night, it's all boys. Tuesday night, all girls. Wednesday, all boys. Thursday, all girls. And then the trophy games on Friday and Saturday. So the boys start first, and we'll be here next Monday for two games at 6 and 7:30 at 6 o'clock. The 4th seed, Knox County Eagles, play the 5th seed, Schuyler County Rams, followed by the 3 seed, South Shelby Cardinal, taking on the 6 seed, Schuyler County Tigers. That's going to be next Monday here at the North Shelby Tournament as we cover Schuyler, Scotland, and Knox County girls and boys all week long. So both teams back around their respective coaches, 48-16. North Shelby with the lead as Schuyler County breaks their huddle. They come out to the floor. And Landon Daniels still talks to his players. They didn't stay in the locker room very long. So Coach Daniel, they have some of the talk that he would have had and maybe in the locker room, going to have it here on the bench. At any rate, they got it all worked out. Here come the Raiders out to the floor, and North Shelby will have the basketball to start this third quarter. 48-16, North Shelby the lead in the basketball. As McDaniel inbounds to Bander, back to McDaniel. Now they swing to Omar on the right wing. McDaniel, an alley-oop, couldn't hang on to it, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Schuyler County basketball. Wendy will inbound to Small. Back to Wendy. As Wendy to Trevin Small. Bounce pass across to Amon. Amon to the dotted line. Puts up the shot. Missed it. And Smith comes off the rebound to Olmeyer. As Olmeyer out between the two circles. Robert Olmeyer back to Smith on the right wing. Give and go back to Olmeyer. Missed a wide open layup. Connor Smith off the rebound to Trevin Small. Small, bounce past the Paris on the left wing. To Small, to Wendy in the right corner. To Connor Smith inside to Amon. Puts it up and got it. Robert Amon has 2 points. 48-18 as Olmeyer has it between the two circles. Olmeyer gives the ball to Greenwell inside to Smith on the right block. Smith guarded by Amon. Looks for somebody. Still looks. Has the ball slapped out of his hand. Now he'll take it right at Amon to the house. Lays it up. Missed it. Kale Wendy off the rebound as Wendy kicks the ball across to Connor Smith off glass. Got it. First two for Connor Smith. A little 4-0 run by the Rams. Olmeyer gets the ball to Bender on the right wing. Out top screen, well top the key to Olmeyer on the left wing beyond the arc. That's Olmeyer to McDaniel, top of the key. Running 10-foot floater, got it. Brendan McDaniel with 7 points. 50-20. North Shelby the lead. Wendy will bring it across the timeline to the left wing. To Smith, skips it to Small on the right wing. Smith takes it to the hoop, puts up the shot, no good. Reverse layup, got it. Two points for Trevin Small. McDaniel drives the baseline, lays it up, got it. That was way too easy. 9 points for Brendan McDaniel. As Wendy bounced past the Small on the right wing in the right corner. They tried to find Ferris. Pass is slapped out of bounds by Olmeyer. As Noah Newland will check in, Cooper Amon will check out. So Trevin Small to inbound to Kale Wendy. Wendy gives it to Smith on the left wing, trying to get it inside to Ferris. Battled away by Olmeyer. Olmeyer had the ball slapped out of his hand, picked up by Bender on the left baseline. Now he'll fan out to the left wing. Now Kyle Smith on the left wing to McDaniel. to Greenwell on the left wing. Greenwell is inside. Finds Smith back out in the left corner. Smith will take it in hard, puts up the shot, and got it. 8 points for Kyle Smith. 54-22. North Shelby with the lead as Trevin Small to Cale Windy. Ahead it goes to Ferris. Gets it inside to Newland. Puts it up. Got it. Noah Newland with 4 points. Robert Ohlmeyer across the timeline. Gives the ball to McDaniel. Long three on the way. Bullseye. Brendan McDaniel with 12 points. 57-24. Trevin Small to Windy. As Windy looks for somebody to throw it to, bounce past to Small, back to Windy. Gives it to Connor Smith. Three-pointer on the way out of the left corner. No good. The rebound goes out of bounds off the hand of Kyle Smith. There's J.D. Rich, Carson Orr, and Brenda McDaniel all checked back in. I thought McDaniel was already in there. The Windy gets it out to Noah Newland. Now Small to Windy in the left corner. Small will try a three on the way. In and out, no good. That Cale Windy off the rebound. Pans out at the top of the key. Gives to Small. Dribble drive to the baseline. To Ryan Ferris at the dotted line. Windy on the right wing. To Smith. Skips it over to Newland at the free throw line. And Newland walked with it. That's 4:03 left to play in the third quarter. 57-24. North Shelby is the lead to basketball. Greenwell has it top of the key, gets it inside to J.D. Rich, puts up a shot, rejected by Cale Windy. Now bad pass taken by McDaniel. Ahead to Orr, off glass, got it. Carson Orr with 7 points. 59-24. North Shelby with the lead. Small. Gets it to Newland on the left wing. Newland tried to get it to Windy, and it's batted away. Orr gives the ball to Ohlmeyer. Ohlmeyer puts the shot up, missed it, but he's fouled by Cale Windy. Just to make sure, but yep, Cale Windy picked up the foul. That's his first, and Robert Ohlmeyer will be at the line. He'll shoot a pair. He has 11 looking for 12. Shot up, no good. 3:28 left to play in the third quarter. Cooper Amon checks back in. Elliot Sevitz checks back in. Windy and Connor Smith both check out. So Ohlmeyer, 11, looking for 12. Shots up. No good. Missed them both. And Ryan Ferris off the rebound and a lane violation by Skyler on Skyler County. So Ohlmeyer will get another free throw. Back in the ball game comes Casey Shockley, and Greenwell will check out. So Ohlmeyer shots up, got it. 12 points for Robert Ohlmeyer. 60-24 as Bender will check back in. Landon Bender as Trevin Small will bring it across the timeline for Scottsdale County. Gets the ball to Seventh on the right wing. Now Newland on the left wing to Small. Small will drive the baseline, put a shot up and got it. Trevin Small with 4 points. Here comes Shockley to the right wing. J.D. Rich for three, no good. And a rebound tipped around, and that one becomes Noah Newland. Newland will bring it across the timeline to the left wing. Out of a double team, bounce pass to Small. Takes it down the right lane, lost the handle on the basketball. Goes out of bounds. It'll be North Shelby basketball out of bounds. In the backcourt, as McDaniel will inbound to J.D. Rich. As Rich to the top of the key. Now the right side of the circle. Kicks it out to Shockley in the right corner. McDaniel falls, fall back. Three-pointer. It's actually an air ball, and Bender picks it up and in. Reverse layup, in fact, by Bender. He has 7. As now, bad pass taken away by Rich. Ahead it goes to Orr. Off glass, got it. 9 points from Carson Orr. 64-26. 2:10 left to play in the third quarter. Small to Newland on the left wing. Newland skips it to the right wing to Small for three. On the way, no good. And Chocolate comes out with the rebound. It's stolen away by Noah Newland. Goes out of bounds. So it'll be North Shelby basketball. As Gabe Orr checks back in. Also back in the ball game is Jade Daniel. As Gabe Orr with the basketball. We'll bring it across the timeline. To Carson Orr on the left wing. Kicks it out to Shockley at the top of the key. Shockley on the left wing, Carson Orr. As now Jade Daniel tried to drive the baseline, walked with it. It'll be Skyler basketball. 1:48 left to play in the third quarter. 64-26. North Shelby with the lead is seventh to Wendy. Wendy kicks it back out to Small, now seventh. Tried to get it inside to Ferris. Batted away, picked up by Cale Wendy. He's at the dotted line now, Small free throw line. Seventh will try a three, no good. And Amon had the rebound, knocked out of his hand out of bounds. It'll be Skyler basketball. So Cooper Amon will inbound on the near sideline. 1:28 left to play in the third quarter. It's Cooper Amon gets the ball out to Ferris in the center circle. Back to Cooper Amon. Now they try a backdoor play to Small. He just airmailed it over Trevin Small's head and out of bounds. So it's going to be Clay Cook to inbound for the Raiders. Gives it to Gabe Orr. And Orr across the timeline to Daniel. Now the left corner. It goes to Shockley. To Clay on the left wing. To Shockley in the left corner. Shockley will drive into the paint. Puts the shot up. Got it. And that was Clay Cook. Cook has 2 points. The Small to the free throw line. Out to seventh on the left wing. Try to go inside to Ferris. Bounces off Ferris' shoe. Picked up by Carson Orr. Now to Gabe Orr for three. No good. And Daniel with the rebound. A whistle and a foul. Let's see the foul. The foul's going to be on Jay Daniel. That's his first. And in the ball game, Greenwell will check back in. Landon Bender will check out. Scotta County with the basketball. Trevin Small gives it to Wendy. Wendy to Connor Smith in the corner. Backdoor play to Ryan Ferris. Puts it up and in. Ryan Ferris with 14. Gabe Orr gets it to Clay in the right corner. Brings it back out of the right wing to Gabe Orr. Now Shockley. Greenwell drives the baseline. Cut off on the left baseline. Gets it underneath to Daniel, tried to put up a shot, missed it, and drew the foul. Foul's going to be on Cooper Amon. That's his third. So three fouls on Cooper Amon, and at the line will be Jay Daniel. First shot up, but no good. Jay Daniel with 2 points, looking for three. 16.8 seconds left to play in the third quarter. 66-28. Next shot up, got it. 3 points for Jay Daniel. Here comes Skyler County. Bad pass, stolen away, but go the other way. Daniel walked with the basketball. They had a 3-on-1, and Jay Daniel, I think Connor Smith, got a hand on the pass just enough to make Jay Daniel walk with it. So 10 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Trevin Small gives it to Cale Wendy. As Wendy gives it to Small. Small over to Ryan Ferris for three. No good. That's the end of the third quarter with the score. North Shelby 67, Skyler County 28. Back in a moment. This is KMEN Sports.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Welcome back, everybody. North Shelby High School, as we start the fourth quarter of this boys' game. And it's been all North Shelby as North Shelby leads Scottsdale County 67-28. Scottsdale with the basketball as Noah Newland will inbound to Kale Wendy. As Wendy will bring it across the timeline, gives it to Noah Newland in the right corner to Connor Smith. Kicks it over to Wendy on the left wing. Wendy will take it into the paint. 10-foot floater, got it. 4 points for Kale Wendy. North Shelby with the basketball. As Clay gets it inside to Daniel, puts the shot up, no good. Connor Smith with the rebound, lost it, picked up by Cooper Heyman. Then Shockley had it. Now they're going to call a foul on somebody. Foul's going to be on Jay Daniels. So that's his second team foul against North Shelby. As Kale Wendy across the timeline to Newland. On the right wing, tried to get it to Smith in the right corner, knocked out of bounds by Brendan McDaniel. So Scottsdale will inbound on the near sideline. As Connor Smith looks for somebody, gets it out to Wendy between the two circles, now on the left wing. Bounce pass to Ryan Ferris, tried to get inside to Cooper Heyman, and a whistle and a foul. Foul going to be against North Shelby, and they're going to call it on Shockley. So Casey Shockley picks up the foul. Now three-pointer by Connor Smith. Bullseye out of the right corner. Connor Smith with 5 points. Makes it 67-33. They try to get inside to Daniel. Pass is stolen away by Noah Newland. Now Newland falls down as picked up by Omar. Put up a shot, missed it. That was Gabe Orr, rather. He missed his shot. And on the rebound, Scottsdale County came away with it. And then Scottsdale County walked with it. So it'll be Clay the inbound for the Raiders underneath his own basket. As he hit his inbounds pass hit the back of the backboard. So it goes back to Scottsdale County. As Wendy will inbound to Newland. Wendy will bring it across the timeline. Kale Wendy picked up by Gabe Orr between the two circles. Back to Smith in the right corner. Skips it to the wing. To Newland now. Ferris missed a wide open layup. But rebound kicked out to Wendy. To Newland. Now to Ferris in the left corner. Inside to Smith. Wendy will try a three on the way. No good. And off of the rebound comes North Shelby. Robert Olmeyer gives it to Clay. And Clay will back it out. They give it back to Olmeyer. Olmeyer underneath. Shots put up. Moves good. Whistle of a foul. And a foul. And going to the line to shoot a pair will be Jay Daniel. As the foul is going to be on Connor Smith. And that's his second. So two fouls on Connor Smith. As Daniel's first shot up. Got it. 4 points for Jay Daniel. Elliott Sevens checks back in for Scottsdale County. Connor Smith will check out. 4:40 in county left to play in the ball game. So Daniel, that's Jade Daniel at the line. Shots up, is off the front of the rim, no good. And Ryan Ferris off the rebound to Wendy. Wendy will take it to the hoop, lays it up, missed it. Small had the rebound, lost it. To Daniel, ahead it goes to Shockley. Shockley will put it up, no good. Daniel, the rebound, puts it up in the end. 6 points for Jay Daniel. 70-33 is Wendy to Small on the left wing. Sevens in the left corner. Back to Small, deep left wing. Sevens, three-pointer on the way out of the corner. Bullseye! Elliott Sevens with three. Makes it 70-36. As with the basketball, it's Landon Bender. Bender gives the ball out to Gabe Orr on the right wing. Now they go to the left wing to Clay on the left baseline. whistling a foul. The foul's going to be on Elliot Sevitz. As he fouls Jade Daniel. So Elliot Sevitz picks up his. Well, no, they're going to call it on Amon. So Cody Amon, or Cooper Amon, picks up his fourth personal foul. So Ryan Ferris will check out for Scottish County. As under play underneath his own basket, tried to get it into Carson Orr, almost stolen away. Now it's loose on the floor, and it's picked up by Carson Elliott. Elliott gets the ball to Small. Small across the timeline to the left wing, tried to find Elliott. Now it's stolen away by Carson Orr. Gives it to Gabe. Gabe high off the glass, no good. Orr's tip up, no good. And off with the rebound comes Damian Kelsall. As Kelsall gives it to Small. Amon at the free throw line. Underneath, it goes to Carson Elliott. Elliott in a double team. Whistle and a foul. As the foul is going to be on Jay Daniel. That's his third. So Small gets the inbound pass. And a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Gabe Orr. That's his first. That's the 16 foul or 15 foul against North Shelby. Carson Orr will set down. And Greenwell will check back in as Cooper Amon will inbound on the near sideline. Gets it to Trevin Small. Council tried to get it inside to Amon, and it stolen, knocked away, picked up by Greenwell to Shockley. To Greenwell. Now Jay Daniel drives the baseline, puts the shot up, no good. And the rebound's knocked out of bounds. It'll be shot of basketball. As Sevitz will inbound to Small. 125 left to play. Small takes it to the left wing. Now gets it to Kelsall for three. Bullseye! Off the right wing, Damian Kelsall with a three-pointer. 70-39. As Jade Orr to Greenwell. Inside to Daniel. Off glass. Missed it. Puts it up again. Missed it again. Shockley had it. And then it's picked up by Clay. Trevin Small was over there, and Clay threw the ball out of bounds off of Small and hit him right where you don't want to get hit. So Small's going to check out. Double Small over, which I don't doubt that a bit. As Gabe Orr with the basketball on the floor, he finally kicks it back out to Cook. Now Greenwell. And Greenwell tried to get it back to Orr, threw it out of bounds. It'll be Scotter basketball with 25 seconds left to play. Noah Newland across the timeline. Bounce pass to Kelsall on the right wing. His pass is stolen away by Daniel to Gabe Orr. As Gabe Orr takes it to the house, okay, call a foul. May not have time to shoot it as the foul's going to be on Elliott Sevitz. Down to 2 seconds, 1 second, and that's the end of the ball game. With the final score, North Shelby 70, Tyler County 39. Back in a moment. This is KMEN Sports.
We all want to know and need to know what's happening in our respective communities. The Schuyler County Times will keep you in the know. The Schuyler County Times has a new website that's free to print subscribers. It has lots of pictures and info that you won't necessarily find in each week's paper. Stay up to date with what's going on in the county and surrounding area by logging into www.schuylercountytimes.com today.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful when Mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. I wanted a better relationship with Dad, so I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Alateen. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Mainly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 25. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour.
More clouds than sun tomorrow. Highs level off around 46. Lows around 27 tomorrow night. Partly cloudy. Upper 30s Thursday. Low 30s Friday with a chance for snow. About an inch of snow Friday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 46.
And welcome back, everybody, to North Shelby High School. That's it, the final, as the North Shelby Raiders, well, I didn't get to win their eighth game of the year, 8-4, and Scotland County would be 6-5. As North Shelby wins their eighth game of the year by defeating Scotland County, 70-39. Let's take a look at the scoring. First four, North Shelby. Clay Cook with 2 points. Noah Greenwell with 6. J.D. Rich with 8. Carson Orr with 9. Brendan McDaniel with 12 points. Robert Olmeyer with 12 points. Landon Bender with 7. Jay Daniel with 6. And Kyle Smith with 8 points. For Scotland County, Elliott Seventh with 3. Cale Windy with 4. Cooper Amon with 2 points. Trevor Small with 4. Connor Smith with 5. Ryan Ferris with 14. Damian Calthall with 3 points. And Noah Newland with 4. Scoring went like this as North Shelby led 19-4 after one quarter. North Shelby outscored Schuyler 29-12 in the second quarter. North Shelby led 48-16 at the half. In the third quarter, the Raiders again outscored the Rams 19-12. North Shelby led 67-28 after 3. And then in the fourth quarter, Schuyler outscored North Shelby 11-3, but North Shelby wins at 70-39. North Shelby improves to 8-4, while Schuyler County 6-5. In the girls' game, it was Schuyler County winning their 11th game of the year by defeating the Lady Raiders 61-32. Schuyler County, very balanced scoring. 9 girls scored for Schuyler County. They were led in scoring by McKinley Ashelman with 13 points, Raina Small with 10, while North Shelby led by Ava Williams with 12 points. Schuyler County led 24-7 after one quarter. Schuyler outscored North Shelby 15-3 in the second quarter, and Schuyler led 39-10 at the half. In the third quarter, North Shelby outscored Schuyler 13-10. Schuyler led 49-23 after 3. Then in the fourth quarter, it was Schuyler outscoring North Shelby 21-9, and Schuyler County wins at 61-32. Schuyler County girls improved to 11-1. North Shelby girls are 5-6. So it was a Schuyler County and North Shelby split tonight here at North Shelby High School. Again, Schuyler County in the girls' game defeat North Shelby 61-32, and North Shelby in the boys' game defeat Schuyler County 70-39, as North Shelby led in scoring by Brendan McDaniel with 12 points, Robert Olmeyer with 12, Schuyler County led by Ryan Ferris with 14. North Shelby improves to 8-4, while Schuyler County 6-5. Coming up, our next broadcast, it'll be either be Thursday or Friday. It's scheduled for Friday, but it sounds more and more like it's going to be Thursday, Atlanta at Schuyler County. Stay tuned to KMM, and we'll keep you updated. For our producer, Dave Bowden, from North Shelby High School, I'm Donnie Middleton. See you soon.
Thank you, Donnie. Tonight's game has been brought to you by these Schuyler County sponsors. They include Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville, the Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri with offices in Cahokia, Lancaster, Memphis, and Queen City. By Hawkins Harrison Insurance, they've got branches in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, and Memphis. Schuyler County R1 Booster Club, Schuyler County Times Weekly Newspaper, Slayton Polaris ATVs, Tri-County Electric in Lancaster, and Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories just north of Memphis.